Hello.
Oh, hi, Carrie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good, yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I missed your call back a little while ago. Were you calling in regarding the payment?
Okay, what payments are you talking about? Because I don't have an account with you all.
So you do have the website hosting that we do. So it looks like at some point you canceled the account. But you decided to keep the website innovationsandsolutionssky.com, and that's $39 monthly for the hosting of the site.
I
So
didn't
that's the payment.
try to keep anything because I didn't generate any business from you all whatsoever. I never got
You've
one
had
single
that
call from you all.
site since May of 2024. You've had that site for a long time.
I don't know why I had to say because I canceled it. I didn't what keeping anything, so I don't know what happened.
Let
Why,
me go back.
not trying to be rude with you or anything, why would I keep any, pay y'all any money that I'm not making nothing off of?
Well, usually if somebody wants to go to that $39 package, I always tell them to look at it as a last resort because a website in and of itself won't bring you a client, right? But yet it is 2025 and you need to have a website. Every business needs that, you know? But I always tell people that, don't expect a website to magically bring clients unless it's getting exposure, right? So in the time that you were active with us, your company was found on the first page of Google 833 times, and you had 45 Google actions, which included clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. But then the notes say that when you called in back in May of 2024, that you wanted to cancel the program, and then they offered you the hosting for $39, and that you agreed to that, and that's when they decided to just keep the site for you.
I didn't agree to that.
Well, the good news is all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. I can have them pull that call, but it does say that it actually says spoke with Carrie. Client states that he hasn't had any business in the marketing campaign and is looking to cancel. They talked about the competition and the importance to get on the same page and to get the most out of his investment, reminded him of the full service credit we provided and how we are investing time and resources for him to follow the formula, offered hosting for $39. By the way, hosting is normally $49, so they gave you the corporate rate. Offered hosting for $39 for him to start working on his reputation while we publish the website. Client agreed and is aware of the billing terms. So,
No.
yeah. So, I'll listen to that call. If it's consistent with what the notes say, I will let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a
Okay.
$39 past due balance on the account.
Again, why would I agree to pay out any kind of money at all that I'm not making anything off of? That doesn't make sense.
So it's for your website. You have a lot of times people will tell me that they get jobs from other sources off the website. So for instance, let me just take a look. Over the last 30 days, even though we're not doing active marketing for you, it does show that your website was found 170 times and you had 12 actions on it. So even though we're not doing active marketing on it, you're still getting hits on the website because look at it like this. Let's say that somebody sees you drive by and they see your truck, or let's say that somebody finds you on another source and they are potentially thinking of hiring you. They might type in, your business name and look you up just to make sure that you're a solid company before they hire you, and that's where that website is crucial. I had a guy call me the other day and he said, there's a lead on my website and I can't open it. Can you help me? And I said, of course. So when I opened the lead, it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing, because he remembered that person and he said that was a lead. I guess he had worked with like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads where he went out and he took a lead and he bid on it. So he's like, I didn't get that job from Google. It's so weird that that lead would come through your website. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on you. And when they saw that he was a credible business and he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job, right? So that's what the website does. And, I mean, you only pay $1.30 a day to keep it going, so it's well worth your while, because if you were to call us and you just wanted the website and you didn't want any other services from us, we charge $2,500 up front to build the site, plus $49 a month for the hosting. So we, when you converted to that package, didn't have to charge you that extra $2,500 because whoever signed you up included it in the package and the site was already up and running at that point. So they just automatically put you in that $39 package. So if you look at your website right now, have you seen your website?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll send you a text to it so that you can look at it. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. So, you know, once the payment goes through, obviously that orange banner comes off. So I just sent you a link to the site.
I sort of understand what you're saying, but I haven't received anything from this. I guess I'm a dummy or something. I don't understand why I would pay you
$39
a
month.
I would pay you $39 a month.
$300 a month. It's $39.
I said $39. You just understood.
Oh,
me.
I thought you said I thought you said $300. I'm like, no.
Well, I don't understand why I would pay $39 a month to you all and not receive nothing from this. I don't get it. I'm missing something.
So, but you are receiving something from it. You're getting people that are looking at your site when they're wanting to hire you. I'm going to send you a screenshot of these results so you can see them.
Nobody's hired me. I haven't put a bid in nothing on nothing. Nobody's hired me. I haven't even put a bid in for nothing. I haven't gotten a call or nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, all we can do is build the site and put you out there. It's up to you to, you know, kind of capture that business. You know what I mean? So if there's something on the site that when you look at it that you want us to update, maybe you have fresh photos or you have a new logo or something like that, we can definitely update it for you. That's not a problem. But the thing is because we have the signed terms and agreement with you agreeing to the billing on the 8th, right now you're past due for 39, but come April 8th, it'll reoccur to 78, and that will continue to do so until this settles.
So basically you're telling me that you all have been taking money out of my account every month?
Yes. Yes, this converted to the $39 package on May 1st of 2023. And the first payment went through on May 8th, and then every 8th of the month ever since then you've been paying $39, and this is the first time we had a problem with it, so that's why I reached out.
I don't know who signed me up for that, but it wasn't me, and I don't know, I'm going to check with my bank. I don't understand, you know, how y'all got my account number and stuff to take money. Maybe that's what the money disappearing. I don't know nothing about.
So you gave us the account number when you signed up. So we didn't get an account number mysteriously or anything. You gave us the account number when you signed up. So
when I signed up before I called and canceled. Okay, I get it.
Yes. And then when you called to cancel, if you would have refused that $39 option and said, no, thank you, I don't want it, they would have canceled the account right then. You would have gotten a cancellation number, and assuring that you would have no further charges. but it says in the notes that you wanted to stick with that $39 package and that you agreed to it. So that's why they converted, you know, so I can have, I can have that call from May 1st of 2024 pulled, and I can listen to it and just confirm that it's consistent with the notes. You know, that's not a problem.
Yeah, because I don't, I feel like because I've been taking $39 a month, man, I feel like I've just been giving you all $39 for nothing. It ain't the way you're looking at it, but the way I'm looking at it, because I haven't received nothing worthwhile to me to pay y'all $39 a month.
Well, take a look at the website. Take a look at the screenshot that I'm sending you with the results that you've received, and then I'll get this call pulled, and then I can follow up with you, and then we'll kind of come to a resolution then, okay?
Okay, because my whole intention was calling you all was just to drop the thing, period, because I wasn't getting anywhere. And, you know, I do, the more I talk to you, I'm kind of remember some of this conversation with you guys. And, you know, I told I think it was a gentleman that I talked to that I didn't want no part of doing anything like sending you all pictures. I just wanted to pay my money and y'all post me and give me leave for work. And he said that wouldn't be a problem. But then every time I talked to him, he said, well, you need to send me this, you need to send me that. And I said, well, I explained to you, I didn't want no part of the advertising part. I just wanted y'all just do what y'all need to do to give me some business, and I'll pay y'all every month. So that's why I canceled, because we kept going back and forth.
I see.
And I did explain to him, I said, you know, I understand that's probably not how you all normally do stuff. I said, but I don't want to be involved in that part. If y'all can set me up where y'all generate business for my company and I pay y'all, fine. If y'all can't do it, I understand. Well, he told me, well, Mr. Yeah, we can set it up where you don't have to do nothing. We'll just, you know, get your payment every month and we'll start sending you and that will help us. So that's why I call an accountant.
Right. So that's where I'm going to have that call pulled, just so I can go in and see what happened. If there was a misunderstanding, maybe he thought you wanted the $39 package and you didn't. Or maybe you agreed to that $39 package and then just forgot about it. I don't know.
I called the counselor the whole thing in general because, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep repeating myself, but I explained to him I didn't want no part of sending no pictures or no truck and license plate number. I just wanted to pay you all and y'all help me generate business. And he said that y'all could do it. But then he kept asking me every time I talked to him to send stuff.
But by the time you called and you had that conversation with him, by the time that happened, we already had your Google business page optimized and verified. So
I explained that to him from the very first call. I said, I do not want to have to do anything but pay y'all. I don't want to send this and send that and blah, 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 you know, but if y'all can't do it, I understand.
Right.
Because I know it's probably normally not how y'all do it, y'all. He said, well, this is like the third or fourth time. He said, well, Mr. Lee, you have to do a little something. I said, well, I don't want to. I just want to pay y'all and y'all send me business. So that's
right.
Why I counsel.
But the good news is whatever happened during those phone calls when you first signed up with us was successful with Google. So just to let you know, sometimes in order to get on the first page of the search results with Google, they want to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And that will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So when Google asks for pictures, it's actually a good thing. It's for your protection.
Yeah.
So sometimes Google will say, send a work vehicle with a Kentucky license plate or send over an invoice with your address or something like that. So whatever happened during those calls when you first signed up, it was successful because your Google business page was verified and it's still up and running. It's live for you. People can look you up on Google. They can see you. Your website's attached to it. So even though we're not doing active programming on it anymore, you still have that for your business. So whatever steps you took back then, even if it was, hey, I don't want to send you anything and you hang up, whatever happened, it got verified through Google. So that's a good thing. So you got your business verified through Google. So I just have to find out what happened on that cancellation request call that came in May of 1st of 2024, because it says that at that point you wanted to cancel the program, but you agreed to the $39 website hosting, and you're saying you didn't.
I believe you,
but I want to go in and just listen to the call and see like where that miscommunication happened. You know what I mean? And then I'll get back to you. And in the meantime, what I would recommend, what would help you tremendously, since the Google page is up and running and the website is still up and running, is start working on getting a couple of five-star reviews on that Google page if you can. So what that means is if people find you and they see that there's five-star review on there, sometimes it will help you, you know, them be comfortable in working with you prior to calling you. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. You don't have to do anything with it if you choose to just say, hey, I'll just want my Google page out there, and if someone wants to leave me a review, that's great. Then you can just leave it as is. But if you want to try to get a new five-star rating here and there, then please, you know, by all means, try to, you know, use this review generator email tool as well, okay?
All right, well, let me know what you do.
Yep, I already sent the request out, so that department will send me the call, and then I'll listen to it, and then as soon as I have the results, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. In the meantime, have a good day.
You too, bye.
All right, thank you, bye.